Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL yesterday, the Capitals regained sole possession of first place in the Metropolitan Division by knocking off the suddenly cold Penguins 5-3. The Islanders are 6 points off that lead after a 4-1 victory against the Sharks, and the Sabres edged the Jets 2-1. In the NBA, LeBron James poured in 29 points, including a fallaway jumper with 30 seconds left in the Lakers' 114-112 triumph over the Celtics. In men's college basketball, Siena bested Fairfield 62-59, Marist topped Niagara 76-54, and UConn outpaced South Florida 78-71. While in women's college basketball, Rider rolled over Iona 53-41, and Notre Dame held off Syracuse 72-70. In NASCAR, Joey Logano won at Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the second straight year. Before the race, Ryan Newman said through a statement that he suffered a head injury in his crash at the Daytona 500. He didn't go into specifics on that, but wrote that he was fortunate to avoid any internal organ damage or broken bones and is looking forward to getting back behind the wheel. There's no timetable for his return. In MLB news, the Red Sox have placed second baseman Dustin Pedroia on the 60-day injured list, further putting in doubt whether the former American League MVP will play again. The 36-year-old has played just 9 games over the last 2 seasons as he tries to recover from an injury he sustained in 2017 when Baltimore's Manny Machado slid spikes high into his left knee. I'm Jesse King.